This one, Mishnah 5, Ha'oichil Eitzil Chamiv BeYehuda. So in Yehuda, normally, so the couple were apart, right, in that year. They didn't stay together any longer. She stayed in her father's house, he stayed in his house, and they weren't together. But in Yehuda, there was this custom that he would go and eat with his father-in-law, and he would be together with her before they completed the marriage, before the Nisuyin. And he was alone with her, Shiloba Adim. They didn't have any Adim. They were actually like alone in Yichud without Adim. So in that case over there, and it was allowed to, in the introduction to the card, he says that they allowed it so that they could get to know each other and, you know, that, et cetera. So he says, but because they were together without Adim, says the Mishnah, Einu Yachal Litun Tanis Basulim. He can never claim when they do the final step and they do the Nisuyin, he can never claim that she was not a virgin, because since they were together, we suspect that he himself had relations with her before the Nisuyin. Nashim Mesiyached Imah, because he was alone with her. Achas Almanas Yisrael, but Achas Almanas Kohen, this is a different topic. A Kohen widow or an Israel widow, Kusuvasan Mane. Doesn't matter that the woman is a Kohen. If she's a widow, the Kusuv is a Mane. It was, it's 100, and it's the same. The Mishnah point out the same because of the next case. Beis Din Shel Kohanim, but the Beis Din of the Kohanim in the temple, there was a special Beis Din that they ruled on matters of Kohanim. They ruled on matters like lineage, etc. Anything to do with the Kohanim, they had a little special Beis Din there to deal with it. So this Beis Din, Hayu Goivin Lebesula Arba Maos Zuz. They made for Kohanim women 400, they made the Kesuvahs 400. Instead of 200, they doubled it. V'lo michu b'yadam chachom. Same thing. Money. Yeah. V'lo michu b'yadam chachom. And the rabbis didn't, they said this was fine, that this was a good custom. So you see, when it came to a virgin, they allowed the Beis Din of the Kohanim to double the Kesuvah. But when it comes to a widow, they left the Kesuvah as the same. So it brings at the end over here, the Kati in the notes, that they are worried that if they up the widow's Kesuvah, people wouldn't marry Kohanim widows. They would rather marry a Yisrael who's a virgin. It's a cheaper option. It's a cheaper option on the market. So when it came to yeah, so when it came to a widow, they didn't up the amount.